وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are looking at human rights from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salamullah. One of the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, was reported, said that I went and I saw the commander of the faithful in the masjid of Kufa. I saluted him and he replied to my greetings. So I said, O commander of the faithful, give me a piece of advice. Now, this is something that the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen and the Prophet used to do more often, to ask for advice. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he said to him, be good to people and God will be good to you. As simple as that. As we say in Arabic, أَرْحَمُ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Be kind to those who dwell on earth. He who dwells in the heavens will be kind to you. That companion said, I requested him to say something more. Well, obviously this companion thinks he, you know, he've accomplished that mission, so he wanted more. Then the Imam alayhi salam, he says to him, Ya Nauf, if you wish to be with me on the day of judgment, you must not help the oppressors, which is basically saying the same thing. He says, if you wish to be with me on the day of judgment, we all want to be with the commander of the faithful on the day of judgment. He says, then do not help the oppressors. Now, when it comes to the oppressors, that's a sensitive issue, because an oppressor sometimes is not a person. Sometimes it is a system. Sometimes it is a government. And especially for us Muslims living in the West, we are supporting those oppressive governments. You might say, no, I'm not. I'll give you an example. Do you wish that the government that you're living under become unstable? Which means if the government is unstable, I mean, you know, everything falls apart, like safety, security, and what have you. Obviously, you wouldn't want to live in a country where there are no safety, right? So you want them to stay in power. So you are supporting them in a way or another. So we have to be very careful that if we want to be with Amir al-Mu'mineen on the Day of Judgment, we should not support any oppressive regime or a government or a person per se. We have to stand with those who are poor. We have to stand with those who are less fortunate. We should help those who are in need. That's a requirement on me and you as Muslims. Therefore, we say that Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, in short, the center point of the policy of him was serving mankind, meeting their needs, and eliminating and demolishing injustice. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam looked at Amir al-Mu'mineen and he said to him, O Ali, Allah has adorned you with the adornment which is the best adornment in his eyes. He adorned you with love for the weak. We need to be in the same as Ali alayhi as-salam. Let us take a break and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he looks at Amir al-Mu'mineen and he says to him, "Lucky you, O Ali." Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you something that is the best. The best thing that He could give to anyone, He has given it to you. What is that, Ya Rasulullah? He said, the adornment of being in love with the weak. They love the weak people. Why does Ali alayhi salam love the weak people? Because he loves to take their right back and give it to them. He loves to fight for the rights of the weak. He's not the time that he sees weak people, people being killed and their rights being taken away from them, and he turns a blind eye and he said, it's not my responsibility, because if I talk, I might lose this and I might lose that. You know, I've seen a lot of people, they avoid talking about Saudis, for example, the government of Saudis, obviously, because they said, well, if I talk about Saudis publicly and it's recorded and goes live and it gets on YouTube or Facebook or what have you, then I might get banned from entering Saudi Arabia or not doing Hajj. So sometimes we compromise on the truth for the safety of our own needs and desires, petty desires. Where Amir al-Mu'mineen says no. So the Prophet says to him, Ali, you have that trait where you love the weak. May it be pleasing to you that they should be your followers and happy and satisfied on account of you being their imam. Those who are weak, those who are trying to defend them, they are the followers of you, O Ali, and you are in fact their imam. So we can see that Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, it was his mission, his aim, to help the weak, to the point that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says to him that you are being blessed and gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, me and you, brothers and sisters, we call Amir al-Mu'mineen as the commander of the faithful, and we are the faithful and he is our commander. We are his followers, which means we need to walk the walk and talk the talk, not just to talk the talk and not to walk the walk. What's the point of me calling myself a follower of Ali, but I refuse to pay charity? I refuse to help those who are in need. I refuse to sponsor an orphan, for example. I refuse to help someone who is going in a financial problem or dire financial situation. And I can see those around me. Sometimes I know some of my friends, my close friends or family members who are suffering because of lack of money, and I don't give them. Then how good of a follower to Ali alayhi salam am I? If I have money, if I have wealth, I should support those who are close to me first and increase that circle and move beyond the family. Make sure no one's in need. Sadly, a lot of people around us, they have plenty of money, but they think it's theirs and they don't share, they don't give, because they're worried that they might not make it to tomorrow. The idea is, the reality is, whoever gave you this money is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can take it from you at any moment. When you give it, you are not losing. You are in fact making more. You're making more hasanat, more deeds. You're creating your own heaven. And Allah, He Himself promised that when you pay to others, He will increase it tenfold. He will give you even more. So don't think that you're losing. In fact, you are gaining. Me and you need to be true followers of Ali and walk His walk and talk His talk. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله